money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Season, nigga,
welcome back, Speedsters, to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. It is your host, Godspeed. I'm taking a bow. Y'all can't see it, but I'm taking a bow. It's your host, Godspeed. Welcome back. As always, let's get started with a quick prayer before we get into today's episode. Lord, thank you for the ability and the time and just the way that you work, Lord, helping us to get to our goals and the things you want us to do. We pray and ask that you will just continue to bless us, keep us all safe in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. How y'all doing today? Hope y'all doing good. No matter if you're watching, you're listening to this in the morning or the afternoon or the late evening. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. And I hope that y'all will find value and joy in this episode. Last episode, I talked about men and mental health. And basically, obviously, I would want you to go listen to the episode, but just to like a little summary. As a man, we ignore our feelings and emotions, and this causes problems within us and within our relationships. So I wanted to talk about how men, you know, just didn't, we ignored a lot of the things that end up causing more, you know, type of mental health issues within, you know, ourselves. And today I'm going to focus on my queens. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about mental health and women. And just not a bunch of things, but it's probably going to be, it's going to be a very informative episode because it took me like 2 hours just to kind of, you know, gather my research and take my notes and stuff. And a lot of the stuff I already knew, but it's just good to kind of get like a refresher. So I hope, you know, whether you're a woman, if you're a woman, listen to this episode. I hope that you you enjoy it and you find value in it and you share it with other women. No matter you're black, white, you know, brown, whatever, I just pray you find value. I hope you find value and I hope that you can share it with somebody else and they find value as well. Because I really think this is going to be a good episode for the queens out there, the women out there. And if you're a man, your brother, you are a cousin, and you have a woman in your life who you feel could benefit from this episode, you know, just hope you find value enough that they, you know, will listen to you and go and come check out the episode and really find value in it too. So a lot of my information is going to come from womenshealth.gov. Now, womenshealth.gov is a very... it's a legit site and it's very informative. So much on there about women's health and a lot of the things that women go through that, you know, I really didn't even know. I don't even think I knew this. Maybe I did come across it in college. I never paid too much attention to it just because in college, you're kind of doing things for grades, really. This is just how the school system is. No matter university, high school, middle school, you're doing things for grades. And it's after college, it's after school that you realize like, oh, okay, I kind of learned something, you know what I'm saying? But I think I came across this website back in the day. But I came across it again, and they got a ton of stuff on there. So I'm just going to give out, they have a hotline number, which is it's the Office of Women's Health. And the number is 1-800-994-9662. They're not going to diagnose you or anything over the phone, but, you know, it's like a hotline to where they, you know, maybe a talk to you, get you pointed in the right direction if you're seeking help from, you know, whatever type of issues you're going through as a woman. I think it's a great resource, and I really, 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 really think that y'all should check it out if you know somebody or if yourself is going through something that you can't really shake or you just want more information on it. Like, you can be 100% good, but if you just want more information on some of these things that I'm going to talk about, just check out womenshealth.gov. And if you know somebody that's going through something that can benefit from womenshealth.gov, get them the number to the office, 1-800-994-9662. And I got the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, Prevention Lifeline, sorry. And that's 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255. Again, 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255. Now, I put these numbers in here, and these numbers are good. I mean, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is not just for women. It's for men, too. I didn't think to look it up or anything when I did the men's episode, but just because I'm a man and I figure I probably, you know, have a lot to self-disclose. But those are two good numbers, two good resources you can use. I don't know what's going on. It took me 2 hours to draft it, and then, you know, I've been up since, like, I'll say 3:30. Been up since like 3:30. Getting an early start to the gym. Trying to get back in the habit of going to the gym early. I think it's just beneficial for myself, and you know, make sure I hold myself and my wife and family accountable just to go in the morning. But without further ado, let's get into the episode. So again, most of this is coming from womenshealth.gov, okay? And it's going to be, I broke it down into some sessions that I felt that was super, important, and that I felt like personally, you know, maybe affect women in life. And there's going to be like a lot of facts and things like that, so a lot of information. So if you want to, you know, get a pen, pad, and take some notes, you can. Or you can go to womenshealth.gov and literally get this same stuff, because I got it from them. So I just want to cite my source. So good mental health is essential to overall well-being. Just based on mental health, you can, even if you don't know anything about mental health, you can assume that if you got a good mental, you're probably going to be good. You know what I'm saying? More than 1.5 women in the United States experienced a mental health condition in the past year. So I'm just going to jump right into body image, because I feel like body image relates to how the podcast has been built. You know, it's built off a holistic approach to fitness and mental health. So I'm the type of person that believe you're the healthiest when you have a healthy mindset along with a healthy body. And obviously body image is having to do with, you know, working out and things like that. Maybe not. But I just wanted to, you know, go over some things that I found, what I found really interesting, and maybe it can help a lot of people. So let me get this paper right. So, okay, just off the bat, body image is not always related to weight or size, okay? But it is how you think and feel about your body. Women with a positive body image are more likely to have good mental health. So, I think it's, and you know, shout out to all my queens out there. No, you know, no matter how you look, you know, you proud of yourself, and that's great. But this is for people who maybe struggle, and is struggling right now with their body image, and it's causing them, you know, maybe some sadness in their life. So, just some things to keep in mind, you know. If you got like a negative body image, it can lead to, you know, like you're at a higher risk for depression and eating disorders and, you know, mental and physical problems. And negative body image can also lead to low self-esteem, which I think is like super prevalent in young women. Just being in the school, doing my counseling internship, for the most part, you know, little young boys, you know, don't really care about that too much. They just really care about, you know, guys are really simple-minded. Whatever. They just do not care that much. You know, you have some guys who do, but at their age in middle school, a lot of them don't pay attention to it. You have some that are affected by the body image, but not a lot. It's mostly in women that you see that. girls are more likely to develop negative body image than boys. And it's probably because of the unrealistic type of pressure that the world has made when it comes to bodies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so men, for the most part, as a man, you can almost look how you want to and still be okay, you know, feel accepted. For women, you know, the way that the United States has been, you know, with the social media and just how school is and just, you know, how kids are, you know, it's just like that unrealistic pressure that women were probably never measure up to just because it's unrealistic. Like, I remember there was a time growing up where literally every girl that I knew, I'd probably say around middle school, that was the real big age when I was in middle school. That was the biggest time that I could remember the girls wanting to look a certain way. They all wanted to be skinny. Like, they all wanted to be skinny. And I even go along the lines of saying, like, during that time, the black girls wanted to be skinny they didn't really care. I don't know if they really cared about how much they, like, how big their butt was or anything like that. But that was one thing that I kind of remember in middle school. Obviously, it changed during high school. But then, you know, the white girls, they just wanted to be skinny. And I remember hearing conversations and being around people who were talking about that type of thing in college. Like, I guess it does change, you know, just thinking about it. It changes amongst the group, you know, how, you know, the pressures and things like that affects our women, and they get, you know, based off those type of pressures, you know, they, you know, beat themselves down. And as men, you know, talking to the fellas, you know, we should do a better job of building our women up and let, you know, just encouraging them to, hey, this is what you want to do, you know, do it. But if it's not, you know, don't do it because you feel like you got to impress somebody. Because that leads to, that's not really happiness, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be happy, but you're really not going to be happy because whoever you're trying to impress probably don't even care that much. So you gotta want to do it for yourself. According to womenhealth.gov, white girls and young women are slightly more likely to have a negative body image. Like earlier I said, it's not always related to weight and size. The fact is that even underweight people develop body image, and that's how eating disorders start. So people with anorexia disorders and bulimia, like, these people have a condition that, you know, they can't really shake because of body image and body and how they feel. So person with anorexia, they're not going to eat. And if they eat, they're going to eat very little. And it's like a cycle, and it just keeps happening. And the same with people with bulimia. So, you know, research shows that if you participate in a weight loss program, even if you don't lose weight, can help you get positive body image. So that's why I wanted to start Prosper to Godspeed. I wanted people to realize the magic in working out. Like, it's deeper than just going in there and one rep and max. Like, oh yeah, I can do 600 pounds on the squat. Like, it's way deeper than that. Like, you know, working out has, I guess, you know, I can go online and say kind of saved my life. There was a point I found myself, you know, down, like really down in middle school, just being a bigger person. And I'm sure, you know, probably girls my age felt the same way. And probably some of these people went along to develop some type of weight loss program and nutrition program. And now they have good body image, self-confidence. Like, it's just way deeper than like all of that stuff, that those stereotypical things that you hear about people who work out and lift weights. Like, it just helps you feel good. And when I saw body image on womenhelp.gov, I was like, okay, I gotta note this. I gotta talk about this because it just, you know, kind of proving my point a little bit more that a training program, a healthy lifestyle just yields nothing but positive things in your life, you know. And when I say healthy, I mean like you're eating pretty good and you're working out the times that you recommend, that you're recommended to work out 3-4 days or whatever based off your age. The positive things are going to come from that. And even with, and also with body image, you know, practicing positive thinking over negative thinking improves body image as well. You know, I'm just trying to think. I'm just thinking about, you know, just my encounters over the years and how you just hear certain things that you kind of think like, dang, you know, you wish you can help somebody. And sometimes you can look and you can just listen to a person and you can tell they probably suffer from some type of body image thing. But this is about the women. This is more, you know, it's more prevalent. And, you know, it happens more to women than us men. Because, like I said, we should be like, well, whatever. You know, I got beer belly. I'm still sexy. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Confidence still high and all that. So, that goes back to the facts. Women are, you know, twice as likely to develop body image. And another thing I want to say to the women, you know, working to accept how you look is healthier than constantly working to change how you look. Now, that's from worldhealth.gov also. And on this website, y'all, they even have, you know, people who want to do, like, cosmetic surgery. Like, I was going to go into that, but I don't really want to go into that because a lot of people, I got mixed feelings about it. I think that, and I'll be honest, you know, this prosper to Godspeed, this mine, so I'll just be honest. I feel like a lot of people use it as a cop-out, like, don't want to put the work in because it takes too long. Like, there's just we just always been a microwave community, you know, since technology really became a thing. We just always been microwave, microwave, microwave. We want it right now. We want it right now. And I think somebody who's getting surgery, I think you have to be at a... Now, I don't think you have to be, you know, what you choose to do is what you choose to do. But I think that if you're not, you know, if you're able to move and you're able to do things with little to no problem, then you should be in the gym trying to get yourself together. But if you're bedridden and you're having all types of health issues and problems, you know, with your limbs and things like that, then, you know, consider cosmetic surgery. But again, I don't want to get too much into that. It is on the website for women who want to check it out. They do have an article. They have article and research on it. So y'all should go check it out. So I don't want to spend too much time talking about body image because I, you know, kind of Prosper to Godspeed kind of talks about that in itself. Just developing a good workout program and eating right can help you improve your life, your mental, and all of that. So the next thing is anxiety with our women. Anxiety is a normal response to stress. It's like feeling a worry, being nervous, and fear. It's hard to control. It can affect your day-to-day life. So I wanted to, you know, drop some notes down about anxiety just because I know for a fact I can go back to... I really didn't start seeing it until, I say, college. That's when I started seeing, you know, people with anxiety and people start having panic attacks and things like that. That's when I started seeing it. I myself, I don't suffer from anxiety. I did develop a little bit, but it's not bad. I'm good. I don't think it's bad or anything compared to what, you know, a lot of people go through. But it can be a scary thing that causes panic attacks and everything. And again, I got this from womenhelp.org. And so these are experts within about women and how women go through their changes and things like that. So this is, if it sounds like I'm just reading from a piece of paper, I apologize, because I'm just trying to, I'm not a woman, so I can't really, you know, kind of self-disclose. I would self-disclose some stuff with my wife, but I didn't check with her before I did this episode, so I'm not going to do that. but there are things that I've seen that I know that anxiety affects women more than men. I saw it in college, still see it to this day, you know. No, I'm not talking down to women or anything, but, you know, I mean, because it happens to men too, but women, you know, I'm not going to say that. Yeah, I ain't going to come from me. But research, based off the research that's been done, researchers think anxiety is caused by, you know, a combination of things. So they know that hormonal changes during the menstrual cycle, genetics, and traumatic events. Now, out of all those things, again, I'm not a woman, so I can't really tell, you know, a woman how to feel, you know what I'm saying, what they're going through. But I think maybe genetics, and I think maybe just like, I don't know, these are the researchers, so I'm going to let them keep doing what they're doing. But hormonal changes during the menstrual cycle, genetics, and traumatic events. So women, just when it's that time of the month, just kind of be aware of that, that you may be going through hormone changes if you don't experience anxiety on a regular. Traumatic events, I think, is probably one of the big ones. If you're a person that maybe was surrounded by, let's say you were close by when there was a real bad accident or a real loud sound or something like that. And so anytime you hear, you know, a loud sound or you see a lot of traffic or something, you might get anxious, you know what I'm saying? So some symptoms of anxiety. So if you don't know if you have anxiety, these are just some symptoms that you can be aware of and pay attention to. So weakness. So not like you weak, but like maybe, you know, you kind of feel shaky, you know, you can't really stand up a long time, those type of things. Shortness of breath, rapid heartbeat, nausea, upset stomach, hot flashes, and dizziness. These are symptoms of anxiety within women. Pretty much across the board. I don't know if men experience hot flashes, but upset stomach, when I get anxious, my stomach does hurt. My heart beats a little faster. I don't really get nauseated, but definitely upset stomach. I can feel like my stomach kind of just feels real nervous. So that's just a few things on anxiety in women. Now, anxiety can be treated with counseling and medicine and even yoga. But I'm a person that believes exercise can help with a lot of things. I don't think it can cure everything, but I think it can help with a lot of things, and you can get close to getting better with exercise. Another thing I wanted to talk about was depression. We all know life is full of its good and good trials, bad trials, ups and downs. You know, we feel down, sad, helpless, hopeless sometimes, but you know, if you're feeling this for like 2 weeks at a time, then, you know, you might be going through some depression. Another stat that it says that women are twice as likely to develop depression over men. And just based off what I've seen and conversations I've had and how life goes and sometimes just, you know, affects people, I think it's true. You know, how men and women just cope with things differently. So, and I think because of, you know, I talked about in the men episode, that, you know, men are don't discuss these type of things, it just says twice as likely because women are more likely to, you know, go get help. And might men might be at a higher rate. We don't really know because men, you know, try to keep everything in, and, you know, sometimes it's too late to even diagnose somebody. Depression is a mental illness where you feel sad, when you cry most of the time, you feel empty or hopeless most of the time. And you find no pleasure in daily activities for at least 2 weeks. So that's the big thing. So I talked about in one of the previous episodes about how people, we just like to throw around depression. And most of the times we're just stressed, not really depressed. Because depression is, I even get onto my wife about this. She probably tell you, you know, I just try to be mindful of what I say. You know, that's just me. I just think when I hear depression, I think of something serious, you know. And depression, maybe it doesn't have to be serious all the time, but I do think it's serious enough to not just be saying I'm depressed. You know, most of the times we're probably stressed. Like, life causes stress. Life causes depression. But most of the time, if you're only sad or feeling blue or whatever, feeling down a couple of days, then most likely you're just stressed a little bit, and you'll be better within maybe a few hours or a day. So that's just something to keep in mind. Like, if you're feeling sad for 2 weeks at a time, hopeless, if you're crying a lot, then you're probably depressed. And that's why I gave a hotline number in womenshelp.gov. You can type that in your phone, whatever. They got all type of help on that website. And it even has a place where you can put your zip code in, and it points you to nearby places, maybe clinics that can help you. You know, when you have depression, you know, another thing about, like, when you have depression, you just can't pull yourself out of it. And I'm going over these type of things. These are general mental illnesses, but I'm going over it for my women because I do think women are affected by these more, just because life just puts so much on women. You know, women are just so strong, and I don't think we realize how much women go through and what they have endured. You know, like, the fact that they can carry a baby, can carry another human being inside them for 9 months and still do other things, is already enough, you know. So just imagine somebody carrying twins or something like that. Good gracious, like, just that fact alone, you know, our women just go through so much, and their body, you know, menstrual cycle and things like that causes chemicals and things, changes in their brain, and they go through a series of emotions. And we just have to do a better job of supporting them and getting them help when, you know, they need it. So that's why I'm going over this type of stuff. And I want to bring awareness to my women that's listening that, you know, if you feel, you know, experiencing these type of things, you have an outlet, you have a resource now, womenhelp.gov, that you can go and get help, and they can point you in the right direction to get you the help you need if you're dealing with severe cases of, you know, these things. Types of depression, you have major depression order, that's the big one. And that's the type of depression that hinders your ability to sleep, work, and do anything. Like, that's the type of depression that makes you want to stay in the bed. Just don't do nothing. Like, you don't find joy in none of your daily activities. You're an avid gym goer. You find a lot of joy in gym going, and you wake up one day and you just don't go to the gym for 3 weeks. Not because you couldn't, you just don't go, you know. That's the major depression order. That's the big one right there. There's a whole bunch of types of depression. But you can go to womenshelp.gov and you can actually get those type of depression. But major depression order is the big one. So that's a big one. So another thing that I read up on is depression is more common in families who live below the poverty line. It probably doesn't take it's not rocket science. It doesn't take a lot of thinking to see how that is, you know, see how that can be, you know, just being in situations like that, you know, not knowing if you're going to be able to pay, you know, your next bill, or not knowing if you're going to be able to, you know, get food and things like that, that, you know, that type of, and having those type of thoughts for so long and going through those emotions for so long, you can develop depression. And some causes of depression, you got family history, brain changes, chemistry. Again, those are, you know, one of those with the chemicals in women's body that, you know, changes over time or changes due to event, some type of event, those type of things. Hormone levels, stress, medical problems, and then pain. So pain like emotional, physical pain that maybe was developed from some type of abuse in a relationship, those type of things. So if you're, you know, women and you're listening to this and you've been to that type of stuff, and you know, you really don't know why you're depressed, maybe think about, you know, if you're in a relationship that caused you some pain, some emotional pain, some physical pain. That's really big. I really think we just have to do a better job of acknowledging that, you know, women are everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, they deserve way more credit. They do way more than we do. And they even help us to be better. Like, women help us, help men to be better. You know, some women don't, maybe they can't see it, but like, you might get placed in a man's life, you know, to help them be better and to be with them, you know, while they get better and to be with them while they are better, when they become better, you know. You know, those are just some things that I believe, but women, you know, mental health affects women differently because of what they go through. They go through a menstrual cycle, they go through pregnancy, they go through, you know, job-related things that kind of affects them. And we just have to bring awareness to it. We have to be more, we got to be willing to help and just, you know, keep our women in check, you know what I'm saying? Because if we don't have women, this world doesn't run, you know what I'm saying? So we got to do a better job of being there for our women and just being aware, helping women, young women, old women, middle-aged women, whatever it is. We just have to do a better job in doing so. Again, this episode, I really couldn't self-disclose much because I'm not a woman and I don't know how it feels to be affected by these things as I do being affected by these things as a man, you know, so. Womenhelp.gov. Please, 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 if y'all are, you know, going through things and need help, you know, you can reach out to womenhelp.gov. You can call their office 1-800-994-9662. And then you have the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. And, This episode was kind of different than what I usually do. Like I said, I was a lot of facts, a lot of research type thing going in. But I do hope y'all can find value in it. And I just hope that it was able to help somebody in some way. And I hope y'all come back for the next episode. And probably going to do maybe two more parts to the mental health series. Maybe one or two more. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. But I really hope y'all enjoying the mental health series, and I do hope that, you know, y'all start to feel better and you know, start to flourish in life. You start to feel better about yourself, and you start seeking help if you need help. You know, if you're going through some mental changes, and you just can't shake it, I just, you know, pray and hope that you listen to this, find value, seek help, and get better. Again, thank y'all for listening to the episode. I hope y'all come back for another episode really, really soon. This is your boy, Godspeed. This is Prosper to Godspeed. Chill. You got money problems, I'm sorry.
be, and then I prosper. The Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, money, power, I need checks in every week.